I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Seven churches in Iraq have been bombed in Baghdad and Mosul in the last week. While security is being beefed up, Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Adele Conondyke says it's not clear if the message is Christians get out or if it's much more sinister. Many Iraqi Christians have fled the persecution, but there is a remnant church that's standing up for the gospel. Some worship underground, but many continue to worship in churches similar to the ones that were bombed. Please pray. And war has raged in the Democratic Republic of Congo for the past 5 years and taken 3 million lives. Wycliffe Associates is looking to provide hope in this war-torn land by building a translation center in the city of Bunia. There, they'll translate 5 new languages to reach out to about 1.6 million people with the scriptures for the first time. Pray for the national's hearts to be prepared. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, win a free trip to India from Global Action. Activate your name at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.